आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
ओ
सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
So we have completed the topic of ego, how to remove ego, and the solution given by Shankaracharya is with Vigyan Mahasina. By Vigyan, by experience of self, we can remove ego. Vigyan Mahasina. Then he has taken up a very important topic, the chain of our bondage. You must have heard this word, anarthakari parampara, anarthakari parampara. And we are all bound by that chain, all of us. What is that? Avidya kam karma, avidya kam karma. Continuously we are in this. Here karma means egocentric desires or actions or selfish action, or you can say kamya karma. Shankaracharya has taken up vasana, chintan, karya. Vasana, chintan, chintan means thought in your mind, that means desire, and according to your desire, we start action at body level. Vasana, chinta, karya. Here karya also means selfish action, selfish action. What is the cause of vasana? The cause of vasana is avidya, ignorance. So either you say avidya kam karma, or you can say vishay, chintan and karya. Amount to same thing. And we are all bound by this chain continuously. Because of our selfish action, we are continuously in this process. And we have taken, because of this chain, millions of births we have already taken. Million times we are born, according to our vasanas. How to cut this vasana? How to come out of this chain, this anarthkari parampara? So Shankaracharya is analyzing. He is saying, who is the cause of whom? Who is the cause of whom? What is the cause of karya? Karya means selfish action. The cause of selfish action is vasana. And what is the cause of vasana? Cause of vasana is selfish action. So they help each other. They are interdependent. As per vasana, we act in the world, and as per the result of our action, again the impressions are put in the vasanas. So cause for the selfish action is vasana, and cause of vasana is selfish action. Cause of vasana is selfish action. Therefore he says, vasana vriddhita karyam, karya vriddhya cha vasana. Verse number 313. Vasana vriddhita, when the vasana increases, that means selfish action increase. Because all our actions are dependent on our thoughts, desires, and desires are dependent on vasanas. If vasana increases, selfish action increases. And then karya vridhya cha vasana. And when the selfish action increases, vasana also increases. How is that? When the selfish actions result comes, fruit of action comes, then what happens? Either I like that fruit of action or I don't like. Don't like. So this like and dislike is nothing but vasana. Another synonym for the vasana is likes and dislikes. So according to my likes, I start doing again the same thing. Because I want to enjoy the sukh which I got from the sense objects or the being or person, anybody. I start doing that again. Vardhate sarvata punso sansaro nari vardhate vardhata punsa. It increases by all means of man. So long this circle, this chain of vasana, kaam, karma continues. Vasana, chinta, or karya continues. What will happen? Sarvatha vardhate. Always it is increasing. Always it is increasing. Let it be very clear. Here when we say karma, it is selfish action. We are not talking about karma yoga here. Karma yoga will not bind you. It is the selfish action which binds us. Then he says, sansaro na nivartite, and the transmigration never stops. From one birth to another, we continue to go. Okay. Then what is to be done, Shankaracharya ji? Please help us. He says, sansar bandh vichittei. To snap this chain of transmigration. Sansar, transmigration. Sansar bandha vichittei. If you want to cut this, if you want to snap this transmigration, tad dvayam pradehet yati. Yati means the sadhak, one who is striving. What is it? Pradehet, burn. Burn what? Dvayam, these two. What are those two? Next line. He says, vasana vriddhir etabhyam chintaya kriyaya vahi. Two things which increase vasana vriddhi. Two things which increase vasana is chinta and kriya. Chinta means desire. Kriya means selfish action. So these two things, chinta, desire, kriya, selfish action, they increase vasana. They increase vasana. Then he gives one word, bahi. Kriya is gross, it is outside. That means, by implied meaning, very chinta. Chinta is inside. So one is gross outside, other is inside. So one which is inside is subtler. One which is inside is subtler than the gross. So chinta in mind is subtle. Actions, kamya karma, is gross. Okay, and what about vasana? Vasana is even more subtle than desire. More subtle. Desire you can, it is a scene, you can experience, you can learn, you can know what desire is coming in the mind. But what vasana is there? We don't know. So by the expression in mind, we come to know what type of vasana we have got. By seeing the desires coming into our mind, we come to know what type of vasana we have got. This way we have to learn. Then he says, Tabhyam pravardamana sa sute sansriti atmanah. Tabhyam, by these two. By these two means that chintan and kriya. Chintan and kriya in the chain of three links. Vasana, chinta and kriya. Tabhyam, these two pravardamana, augmented, they produce what? Sa. Sam is vasana. So these two produce vasana. Sute sansritam atmanah. Sute, they bring, they produce. Sansritam atmanah. Once transmigration. Atmana means once. Sansriti means transmigration. So these two, they produce. Trayanam. Now in the next line, he said trayanam. Now he's saying three. Three means vasana, chinta and kriya. So in the earlier line he said by chinta and kriya vasana increases. Now if you want to destroy trayanama chayopaya, method of destruction of all three at a time, vasana, chinta in mind or desire or kriya at body level. Kriya at body level means selfish action, kriya at body level. Sarvavathasu sarvata sarvatta sarvatas sarva brahma matra avalokanai. So what we have to do? Sarvavasthasu at all time, in all condition. Jobi avasthau, in any condition, in any situation. Sarvavasthasu sarvada, always. Sarvatra, everywhere. Sarvata, by all means. See? What is to be done? Method number one. He says, sarva brahma matra avalokanai. Avalokanai. So, sarva brahma matra avalokanai. Sarva brahma means always seeing everywhere Brahman only. Matra alone. Everywhere Brahman alone is there. That should be your vision. And he has given the adjective to that sarva brahma matra avalokanai. Sarva avasthasu, in all conditions, sarvada, always, sarvatra, everywhere, sarvatah, by all means. What you should do? Sarva brahma matra avalokanai, see the Brahman. Then only you can cut this chain of vasana, chinta and kriya. Sadbhava vasana dadhyat, when we strengthen the longing to become one with the Brahman, sadvasana, I want to know and become one with the Brahman, sadvasana, when it becomes firm, when it is strengthened, then what will happen? Tat trayam layam asnute. Tat, then trayam, three, which three? Vasana, chinta and kriya. Layam asnute, they will be annihilated, they will be destroyed. So method number one, if you remember correctly, for destroying ego, Shankaracharya suggested that Vigyan Mahasina. Vigyan, Vishesh Gyan. Vishesh Gyan means realization, not bookish knowledge. Realization. By that we can remove ego. Here also he is saying the same thing. Sarva Brahma Matra Balokane. How do you can see Sarva Matra Brahma Balokane? How can you see Brahman always, all times? One realization only you will come to know that Brahman is there everywhere. Brahman is everywhere. Okay. Then it is, we have seen the meaning of this earlier also. Now there is a Brahma Chintan. Continuously you start thinking of Brahma Chintan, always Brahma Chintan. When you start doing Brahma Chintan, vasana of Brahma will be formed. When we are doing Vishay Chintan, the vasana of Vishay is created. Very, very simple. When we are seeing Vishay, thinking about Vishay, Vishay means sense objects, what will happen? Vasana. Vasana means impressions. Impressions of Vishay will be there. And always remember, the mind can do only one function at a time. When you are thinking about the Vishay, you are not thinking about Brahman. When you are thinking about Brahman, then at that time you are not thinking about the Vishay. So when we are continuously thinking sarvata, sarvada, sarvatra, Brahma, then what will happen? Which vasana will be formed? Vishay vasana will be formed. No, Brahma vasana will be formed because we are thinking about Brahman only. Okay. So with the strengthening of Brahma vasana, what will happen? Other vasana will be annihilated. Other vasana means Vishay vasana will be annihilated. So this vasana, which is particularly mainly related to Vishay, to Jagat, Chintan and Kriya, all three can be eliminated by Brahma Chintan. In simple word, it is positive substitution. Brahma vasana puts away Vishay vasana. When Brahma vasana comes, it puts away Vishay vasana. So what is it? It is a Devasu Sangram inside, you know. It is Devasur Sangram in mind. Devasur. Who is Devta? Brahma Vasana is Devta. Who is Asur? Vishay Vasana is Asur. So this Sangram, this battle between Brahma Vasana and Vishay Vasana is continuously going there. Okay. But we have got more Vishay Vasana. Why we have got more Vishay Vasana? Because it is supported by the world. Whole world is supporting that Vishay Vasana. And many times we have said because of our manufacturing defect, all the organs of perceptions are extrovert. They cannot see what is happening inside. They are all extrovert. Extrovert toward Vishay, toward sense object. Therefore, the contact between sense object and senses is normal, natural. So naturally, Vishay, they are supporting this Vishay Vasana more. Brahma Vasana. Brahma Vasana only happens on Sunday morning from 8:30 to 9:30. Because after that you don't open book. You don't reflect on that. So it is limited. So if we want to support or increase Brahma Vasana, so what we have to do? What we have to do? We have to do Brahma Chintan. For doing Brahma Chintan, only Vivek Chudamani class is not sufficient. Or you should avail Vivek Chudamani, but there are other Chintan classes also going on. So you can join. And each class, whether it is Panchadasi, Upadesar, Bhagavad Gita, or Bhagavatam, whatever you say, Narad Bhakti Sutra, we never talk about Vishay. Never, never we talk about Vishay. It is always Brahma Chintan only. What is that Brahman? What is the sadhana for reaching that? We continuously do that only. So we can take support of that. So by Brahma Vasana, when it strengthens, other Vasana will leave. Why? Because of Sarva Avasthasu, Sarvada, Sarvatta, Sarvata, I am thinking of Brahman. then it will happen. Why Shankaracharya has given four qualifying words? Sarvavastasu, in all circumstances, sarvada, always, sarvatra, everywhere, sarvata, by all means. I am thinking about Brahman, 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 Brahman. Then what will happen? Brahmavasana will be formed. When Brahmavasana is formed, that will push away your Vishayavasana. Acha. In Bhagavad Gita also we find Rasavarjam Rasopyasya Param Drishtva Nivartate. Param Drishtva, when you see that Param, then even the seed of your vasana, that also leaves. That also leaves. Then we studied one text called Drig Drishya Vivek. Do you remember? Yes, we studied here in Drig Drishya Vivek. In Drig Drishya Vivek it was said, Samadhim Sarvada Kuryat Hridaye Va Athva Bahi. It was said, what? That samadhi should be always done. Samadhi sarvada, sarvada kuryat. Always you should do samadhi. How? Hriday inside by closing your eyes. Bahi, by opening your eyes. By opening your eyes. How you can do by opening your eyes? There it was always stained, it was already stated or explained there. That there are only five factors everywhere, whether it is an inert thing or a sentient thing. Asti, bhati, priya, naam, roop. We are all engrossed in the naam, roop. You shift your attention from naam, roop to asti, bhati, priya. So with the open eyes also, we will be seeing asti, bhati, priya, because asti, bhati, priya, naam, roop is there with whether it is an inert thing or a sentient thing always. So with the open eyes also, I can do the samadhi. You see, the problem with us is that we listen. We listen, and when we repeat here, we all understand clearly. We understand the science also. We have got no doubt at all. No doubt at all. But the problem is that we don't implement. We don't implement it. One Mahatma says, Hum tan bhar sunte hain, मन भर ग्रहण करते हैं और कन भर इंप्लीमेंट करते हैं. टन मीन्स व्हाट? 1000 केजी. वी लिसन टू सो मेनी क्लासेस. वी आर लिसनिंग टन भर, बट हाउ मच यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड? मन भर. व्हाट इज मन? यू सी, इन अर्लियर टाइम्स इन इंडिया देयर वाज नो किलोग्राम. बिफोर दैट इट यूज्ड टू बी सेर. सो 1000 सेर यूज्ड टू बी 1 टन. नाउ इट इज 1000 kg is equal to 1 metric ton. And 40 share is equal to 1 man. And what is the relation between share and kg? 0.93 kg is equal to 1 share. That was the earlier measurement, share. So Mahatma said, we listen to satsang 1 ton. And how much we absorb out of that? We absorb only 40 kgs out of that. Out of 1000 kg, we absorb 40 kg. And out of 40 kg, one can, one particle only we implement. That also is doubtful. See? This is our state. So why again and again same thought is being repeated? It is needed. It is needed. Shankaracharya, for our benefit, he is trying to repeat again and again. Kisi tarah ghus jaye dimag mein. Somehow it enters. Okay. Now more elaboration of the same thought in further 2-3 verses. But let us see what Gurudev says. Gurudev says the only method of destroying these three thoughts, action and vasana is to recognize nothing but Brahman everywhere, under all conditions, at all times, in all circumstances. Only. There is no other method. Okay. how to do it, how to implement it, practical. Oh, that thing is beautiful. Thus, when the mind craves for it, immediately tell it that its beauty is because of Narayan. How beautiful the Lord must be himself to impart this much of his beauty to this insignificant thing. Passionate lust transforms itself by such a divine attitude into pure devotion. The lustful love for the world of objects, when turned sincerely toward Narayan, is called devotion, bhakti. In Narad Bhakti Sutra, we are saying, so long the mind is there, calm, growth, lobe, moh, mat, master will come. What you have to do? Divinize it. Only yesterday we studied. Those of you who attended, I hope they remember. Those who are doing sadhana will understand this important thing. Others will not understand now. So those who are striving for Brahman, who are sincere seeker for Brahman, they will understand this. Others will not. Seeing Brahman everywhere, Brahma Avalokanam, is not merely saying everything is Narayan. It is much more serious than a vocal declaration. All this is nothing but Brahman. We have studied the meaning of Brahmarpanam, Brahmavi, Brahmagnam, Brahmanahutam, Brahmaivatena, Gantabram, Brahma Karma Samadhina. Everything is Brahman. Everything is Brahman. Gita also says same thing. This play of body, mind, intellect is the play of the five C's. Yesterday only we studied. Who is the doer? Prakriti is doer. Is it not so? Yesterday in Gita class we studied. All actions are going in the Prakriti only. This is play of five C's. As a result of Panchakos, the Atman, the Self in me, is experienced as being limited and ineffectual. Because of this gross body and subtle body, we are thinking, I am not that infinite Atma. I think, Ahankar Vimudatma, Karta Miti Manyate. I think I am limited. I am limited in this body and I am a limited individual in this world. It is my own consciousness playing an internal variety as object. Such a feeling and understanding will come as a result of developed and deepened spiritual vasana. Everything in the world is Brahman in a different naam root. Everything in this world is nothing but Brahman in different naam root. This table is also Brahman, because it has got asti, bhati, priya also with table. And in all living beings also, Satchidananda is there with all of us. Satchidananda is there with all of us. So by process of constant thinking of Narayan, the Narayan vasana becomes stronger than the urges for the sense object, visaya vasana, vasana generated by our devotion for a Brahman. The reality, sadbhava vasana, can annihilate all our sense hunger. So when Brahma vasana increase, that will push away all our visaya vasana. Therefore, continue practicing it diligently. The Brahma gazing, Brahma matra avalokanam, is to reflect upon the Upanishadic statement, like when he becomes one with Brahman, then with what and whom will he see? But what? When you become one with the Brahman, Brahman is without any gross body, subtle body, and the causal body, which we have studied in Ishavasya Upanishad. You remember that? So how can he see? If Brahman has got no gross body, no eyes, no hands. And upon Gita declaration, having seen the highest, even the taste for the sense object retires. Just now we discussed. To meditate from these and to become aware of the Upanishadic roar, all this is but this self, is to annihilate the triple cause of transmigration, vasanas, thoughts and action. So Brahma vasana is to be increased instead of visaya vasana. Then he says, okay, I will give you method number two. So method number one was, you increase your Brahma vasana. Method number two, वर्स नंबर 317
क्रियानाशे भवेत् चिंता
क्रियानाशे भवेत् चिंता
नाशोस्माद् वासनाक्षय
नाशोस्माद् वासनाक्षय
वासना प्रक्षयो मोक्षः वासना प्रक्षयो मोक्षः सा जीवन्मुक्तिरिष्यते
सा जीवन्मुक्तिरिष्यते क्रियानाशे भवेत् चिंता
नाशोस्माद् वासनाक्षयः वासना प्रक्षयो मोक्षः सा जीवन्मुक्तिरिष्यते
सो फॉर हू कांट सी एवरीथिंग एज ब्रह्मन गुरु गिव्स अनदर मेथड destroy effect destroy cause by destroying effect if you destroy the effect then you destroy the cause if you can destroy selfish action if you can stop selfish action there is no more chintan of at the mental level if there is no chintan no desire at the mental level that means there is no vasana at the subtle level in you So this is the method. Kriyanase, with the end of selfish action, bhavet, there is chintanasa, end of brooding. And asmat, by this, vasana che, the destruction of vasana. So with the end of selfish action, brooding over sense object ends, which is followed by destruction of vasana. So what is the sequence? Stop selfish action. What will happen? Chinta at the mental level will stop. That means vasana in the inner core, that will also get destroyed. They support each other. Vasana is getting life from chinta and kriya. Already we have seen. Who is increasing vasana? Chinta and kriya is increasing vasana. So stop action, chinta stops, vasana also ends. Vasana also ends. Mahatma explained this way that there is an army in the battlefield. They are fighting. And this whole army is to be fed. In Kurukshetra, when this war was going on between Kaurava and Pandava, there were 4 million soldiers on both sides. 4 million. Now think of the kitchen. How many cooks needed to feed soldiers 4 million every day? If I cut the supply of food to the soldiers, all soldiers will die. Cut the supply. Same way, cut this kriya, cut this selfish action. What will happen? Your chintan and vasana also will be destroyed. Like cutting the supply to army, cutting the supply of food to army, the army cannot operate or cannot exist, they will die. Similarly, if you throttle selfish action, if you stop selfish action, no kamya karma, therefore chintan and vasana will be also khatam. So vasana is getting force from action. If action stops, vasana becomes weak. Desire-based vasana will also become weak. They are all connected. Anywhere you put control, there will be an effect. If you can throttle at the chintan level, there will not be any action at the body level. See? So kriya nas is best. Why? Because it is gross. Kriya nas is best because it is gross. Practical use. If you want to advise somebody that if this person is addicted to drinks or smoke, How can he get rid of it? Kriyanas, grossest level. Stop at the grossest level, kriyanas. Okay. You see, mind always needs some service. You have to divert mind. Many times we have seen, when the mind is diverted from the Vishay to Bhagwan, it purifies. When the mind is there in the Vishay, in the Jagat, it collects more impurities. More impurities collects more vasanas. More vasanas. Okay. So when we turn our mind toward Lord, Brahma Chintan, what will happen? Then no desire will come at that time. No action. See? We have to divert mind. Vasana prachaya moksha sa jivan mukti isyate. Vasana prachaya, total destruction of vasana, moksha, liberation, sa, that jivan mukti, liberation of life, isyate is considered. So the destruction of vasana is liberation, and this is considered as liberation in life. So if we are successful to remove this vasana, mukta. Not only mukta, he is saying jivan mukta. While living also, you will be free. You see, in our BMI chart, you see the vasana is there. Atman is with us. Still we are not able to see this Atman because of this vasana. This vasana is curtain. This vasana is curtain. If we remove this vasana, Atman is already with us. This vasana is just like a dense cloud. In the dense cloud, you can't see in grey, grey, grey all over Chicago. Sometimes it is always grey. You can't see sun, but the sun is there. Just above the cloud, the sun is there. Because of that sun, we are able to see clouds. Remove the cloud for seeing the sun. You don't have to bring in sun from anywhere. Similarly, remove this vasana. Remove this vasana and you will be able to experience, see Atman or Brahman. Same thing was said in Yoga Vasishtha. Muktim prahu tadiya muneh vasana tanavam yatah. Vasana tanam, exhaustion of vasana. Very beautiful test. Yoga Vasishtha. Very good test. When vasana say happens, it is jivan mukti. Mind becomes free. Bondage is gone. When vasana is there, we do this or that, and vasana continues. So long this kama karma continues, the vasana will continue. Vasana is also end. Like you see, when we were young, we used to play with the toys. And whenever we used to see Taurus, we will take our parents to Taurus. But the parents, they are not at all interested. It is a boring place for them. Boring place for them. So they go beyond this thing. We grow out of this. In Kathopanishad, we find Nachiketa, 8-year-old boy, has done this vasana chay, vasana tanam. He asks Lord Death, Yamraj, give me knowledge of self. Give me knowledge of self. And Yamraj said, oh, let me find out whether you are qualified or not. 8-year young boy. 8-year young boy. He said, you can take all these apsaras, these dancing girls. You take these all celestial musicians also with you. Enjoy music. Take all the chariots. Take all the wealth from here. But don't ask for Atmagyan. Don't ask for Atmagyan. I am ready to give you the life also 100,000 years. Okay, so long I am sitting in this chair, I will not visit you because I am Yamraj. I bring Jiva when the Prarabdha is over. I bring them. I assure you, Nachiketa, I will not visit you so long I am sitting in this chair. Do you know what Nachiketa said? Nachiketa said, no, I don't need all these things. You keep your dancing girl, this chariot, musicians, everything you keep. Wealth. Also, I don't want wealth also. You are telling about the life. Your life is also limited. You are not permanent in this chair. When other Yamaraj will come, he will come and visit me. Therefore, I know all these things are anitya. I am not interested in any anitya thing, impermanent thing. I want nitya, that is Atman, and you know about it, you tell me. So much of vasana, tanab or exhaustion of vasana is needed for the knowledge of self. Gurudev says, these three vasana, chinta and karma are factors closely interconnected. This represents the chain of causation. The one is the cause for one the following. When sensuous actions are not performed, many ethical and moral principles are obeyed implicitly at the body level. If sensuous thoughts are not allowed to express themselves as actions, sensuous vasana will also end. Thus, we are trying to end the vasanas by attacking their grosser expression in the form of actions and thoughts. We strive to control the grosser in order to finally come to control the subtler. This is real pranayam, control of the prana. Through a process of intelligent control of the effect, Vedanta advises us to control the annihilate, the cause for the sorrow of life, the vasana. So if we are experiencing sorrow, who is the cause? Vasana. Because vasana takes us to sense objects, world. Regulate all activities so that fresh channel of wrong thoughts, negative vasanas are not formed. When sensuous thoughts cease to arise in mind, formation of sensuous vasana is automatically controlled. When the vasanas have ended, there is a liberation. Absence of vasana is liberation from the thraldom of the desires and actions, moksha. An individual who has thus eliminated all his entanglement with the thoughts as a result of his freedom from vasana achieved by the controlling of his action is considered as a liberated even while living. Jivan mukta. And always remember, this can happen only in human form. It can never happen in any other form. Not in devta form also. Not in devta form. Even the devtas don't know. Even the devtas, they don't know who is Brahman. And that we have already seen in Keno Upanishad. The fire devta, Agni devta and Vayu devta also could not recognize Brahman. Not even Indra, king of all devtas. He was assisted by Uma, then he came to know who that Yaksha was. 318.
Sadvasana spurti vidrimvane sati. Sadvasana spurti vidrimvane sati. Yaso vilina pyahamadivasana. Yaso vilina pyahamadivasana. Ati prakrishta pyaruna prabhayam. Ati prakrishta pyaruna prabhayam viliyate sadhu yatha tamisra viliyate sadhu yatha tamisra sadvasana spurti vijrimvane sati yaso vilina pyahamadivasana ati prakrishta pyaruna prabhayam viliyate sadhu yata tamisra.
If sadvasana for liberation comes, then other vasana will disappear. This is what is explained in this verse. Sadvasana belonging to reality, sadvasana. Sat means satchitananda. Sadvasana belonging to reality. Spurti vijrambane sati, which has risen vividly. Vijrambane, which has come in our mind. He, verily, asau vilina api aham adivasana. असो दिस विलीना विल डिसअपियर अपि ऑल्सो अहम आदि वासना ईगो सेंट्रिक वासना. सो वेन द लॉन्गिंग टू बी वन विद द ब्रह्मन हैज विविडली रीजन टू एक्सप्रेशन द ईगो सेंट्रिक वासना और अहंकार वासना विल रेडिली डिसअपियर. इफ यू जस्ट टेक ए रेजोल्यूशन, वन रेजोल्यूशन, वॉट इज दैट रेजोल्यूशन ऑफ सद्वासना, आई वॉन्ट लिबरेशन. इफ दिस रेजोल्यूशन इज एक्सेप्टेड बाई यस, देन वॉट विल हैपन, ऑल द निगेटिव वासना विल बिकम वीक, देर विल बी ए ग्रेट कमोशन इन माइंड, कमोशन इन द माइंड, इन हिंदी विल से हड़कम मच जाएगी, हड़कम मच जाएगी. ओके, बिकॉज पावरफुल वासना इज कमिंग. This is the power of the Brahma Vasana which will push away this Vishaya Vasana. Ati prakrishta api arun prabhayam viliyate sadhu yatha tamishra. Tamishra means darkness. How is this darkness? Api ati prakrishta, even though ati prakrishta, most intense darkness. How is that? Sadhu. Sadhu means the complete. It will remove what? अरुण प्रभायाम, ग्लो ऑफ राइजिंग सन, ग्लो ऑफ राइजिंग सन विल रिमूव कंप्लीटली इंटेंस डार्कनेस. एज मोस्ट ऑफ द इंटेंस डार्कनेस कंप्लीटली डिसअपीयर्स इन द ग्लो ऑफ राइजिंग सन. राइजिंग अरुण, व्हाट इज अरुण? अरुण इज सारथी ऑफ सन, सारथी चैरियट. अरुण इज सारथी, देन आफ्टर दैट लॉर्ड सन विल कम. सो फर्स्ट व्हाट विल सी? सारथी. हाउ यू सी? लाइक इन इंडिया यू सी दिस, आई डोंट नो वेयर इन अमेरिका, व्हेन प्राइम मिनिस्टर और प्रेसिडेंट इज कमिंग, सो फर्स्ट द अरुण कम्स. अरुण कम्स मीन्स ए पुलिस, एंड दे हैव गॉट ए रेड लाइट, यू नो. आई डोंट नो वेदर दे हैव गॉट बोरोड दैट आइडिया फ्रॉम अरुण और नॉट. There is a red light on them. And they will blow their siren and first they will go. And public will stand on the both side. Then again, some bike people will come. Then minister will come, 2-3 ambulance will come and this and that. And in one car there will be president or prime minister will be there. So who comes first? Not all of a sudden the prime minister comes directly. No. First the pilot car comes. Similarly, sun has not risen. By Arun's arrival, also the darkness ends. You know, the darkness ends the moment Arun comes. Okay. So far we have seen vasana, prakshaya, moksha, vasana. If you remove this vasana, mukti will come. But we have to understand this vasana is not a gross thing. We cannot go to hospital and tell a doctor, surgeon, please remove my vasana, you know. You can't do that. And they are so subtle, that they continue even after death. See? They continue even after death. And this vasana, chinta, and kriya is like a triangle. It's a triangle, it's interconnected. And in this triangle, the vasana is the most subtle. Then comes the desire, chintan. You come to know about your thoughts, chintan. But you don't know what are the vasanas lying there. And the grossest is the kriya. Okay. Then, real test of knowing presence of vasana, how should I come to know about the vasana? So it is said, I started like an object. Separation from that object disturbs my mind. Then it is vasana. If your mind is disturbed and if you start feeling that I cannot stay without this object, that means that is vasana. But one desire, one thought, one like or one dislike is not vasana. Not vasana. Example, like, see, I don't like to talk now. Suppose nobody is there on the screen. That is not vasana. If somebody comes, I will start talking. That is not vasana. I don't like to play badminton. But if somebody comes and says, okay, will you like to play? Yeah, I will start playing. So not playing is not vasana there. So one thing, one like or one dislike is not vasana. Okay. Only thing we have to check whether mind is disturbed by non-availability of this, then it is vasana. If mind is not disturbed, mind is not agitated, is okay. So strong vasana will lead to strong desire, and strong desire will force us to act in the world because of the vasana pressure. So vasana is the problem in reaching our goal, that is moksha. What is the solution? Solution number one we have already seen, to get the knowledge of the self. And solution number two, Shankaracharya ji says, substitute with the better thought, substitute it with the higher thought. Substitute with the higher thought. Brahma vasana, vishaya vasana. What is higher thought? Brahma vasana is higher thought. Okay. Once you say, Thakur Ramakrishna used to go into trance. So the family members say to uska sadi kara do. He used to be in another world, and their all family members started thinking, oh, he should be get married, then after that he will be all engaged in the household, like we all are engaged in the household. Vishay chintan. Okay. Then they took him to one dancing girl. And when he met her, he says, Mother, what can I do for you? He is addressing that dancing girl as mother. See? Why it happened? Because his chintan, his thinking is always with Mother Kali, always. He is seeing Mother Kali in the dancing girl also. And says, Mother, tell me, what can I do for you? So what passion, what lust will be there after that? So Brahma, we also should see always, sarvatra sarvada, Brahma, matra avalokanai, that should be done. So if you have got a hatred toward anybody, forgive him mentally. Hatred toward anybody, forgive him mentally. Or if you have done some mistake, ask for forgiveness. Okay. Tatrayam lamid. Very good. But this we have to do. Uddaret atmana atmanam na atmanam avsadet. We have to do it ourselves. Nobody is going to help us. We have to do it ourselves. Nobody will help. You see how Vasana Express, three people went there to Badrinath, you know, Badrinath Ashram in Himalaya. And there is a, you know, Gauri Kund. That Gauri Kund has got a, all the water is, you know, hot water, spring.
Hot spring.
So a businessman has gone to Badrinarayan. So he started thinking, hot water is available. So I need little bit of more fire to increase this into the boiling level. So I can open a tea shop here. So my cost of boiling or the fuel will be minimum. Is it not so? So if the input cost is less, so you can make more profit in that cold. Badrinarayan is very cold on the high altitude. So instead of 5 rupees, you can charge 10 rupees also for a cup of tea. And the input cost is only little bit, because half of the water is already warm. So you have to put chini and patti and you can serve. That's all. But a seeker What he will see? Devotee, he will see, oh, such a cold place also. Bhagwan has made this arrangement for us. We can take bath here and go and offer puja to Bhagwan. See? In earlier times, there used to be no hotels or dharmasala and everything. People used to walk, take their bath, and then offer their puja to Lord. And a tourist, what he will think? Sight to enjoy. It's a tourist place. Vasana. How vasana express in a businessman? How vasana express seeing the same thing, Gaurikonda, hot spring. It, somebody is thinking about business, somebody is thinking about the Leela of Bhagwan, somebody is thinking, oh, what beautiful spot it is, the nature. Tourist thinks, isn't it? He will click photo and send everywhere. The last line of earlier verse declared by the increase of spiritual vasana, these three will get annihilated. Here we have a lucid annotation for this daring declaration. When the Narayan vasana becomes stronger, the sensuous vasana, thoughts and actions will automatically get annihilated. So how sadvasana is to be increased? The vasana for the reality sadvasana is cultivated more and more when the seeker lives a life of engaged in sadhana of hearing, reflection, meditation. How many times have you heard Shravan Manan Nididhyasan? Same thing. When the sadvasana has started expressing itself, a total change will come about in all his physical, mental and intellectual relationship. Those of you who are a sincere seeker, you must have seen the change in your personality in last 6 years or 10 years, or if your sadhana is continuing for more than that. You will find that. When we recognize only one Narayan, ever present, everywhere, we will have no likes and dislikes. Love, kindness, tolerance and mercy will be thereafter come to express automatically, though all our relationship in the world around us. Through all our relationships in the world around us, the ego and ego's prompted vasana, the selfish, arrogant, misappropriating attitude at the body, mind and intellect level will get dissolved. This is kama karma, selfish action will get dissolved. To be replaced by new vasana that have been now generated. So asat vasana are eliminated by tendencies created in the mind by constant remembrance of the reality, satvasana. At present, we are living the life of identification with the unreal. What is unreal? Body is unreal. We all are identified with the body. And we are all living that life of identification. Hence, asatvasana are predominant in our hearts. Since we are attached to anatma, asat, we have already discussed this whole world is asat. This whole world is asat. Therefore, we madly behave the way we do. They can be eliminated and a brilliant spiritual life of beauty and joy can be substituted by the newly cultivated vasana for reality. The Atman, the pure knowledge, can never be compatible with the ignorance. There is no ignorance in Atman, in the self. There is no ignorance in the self. When the sun emerges, there is no darkness. The president of a country, as long as he is president, can never experience a traffic jam in any town. At the moment of experience of Brahman, there is no more any ignorance to be removed. So when you are in Nididhyasan, we are going to meet Brahman, it is not at that time your ignorance is removed. Ignorance is removed in Shravan Kal. When you are listening, at that time ignorance is removed. Ignorance is not removed in samadhi. Ignorance gets removed during the sadhana itself. When the positive vasana, sad vasana have removed negative vasana, asad vasana, where ignorance has been already removed, knowledge dawns, vasana incessantly weaving the egocentric individuality constitute the darkness. The selfish, and arrogant ideas are the darkness that brings about all sorrows of existence. They are all lifted at the very presence of the thoughts of the higher. Therefore, satvasana removes the asatvasana. Satvasana removes asatvasana. So two methods suggested by Shankaracharya. One is the knowing the self, remove ajnan. Ajnan, kaam, karma. This is the chain. So you can break this chain, ajnan by jnan. Ajnan by jnan. Or slowly you start making your vasana firm with the Brahma. Brahma vasana. So Brahma vasana continuously, that if it is strengthened, that will push away Vishaya vasana. That will push away Vishaya.
पूर्णमद पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरि ओम् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम्